Hello and welcome back. It may have been a while, but I am still your host, Wacky Zacky 2, and this is Minecraft for Beginners. Okay, so you've probably been wondering why I've been gone for so long, and it's for a few reasons. One of the reasons was that I've moved like entire countries. I'm now based in Britain instead of Canada. Another reason was I've kind of upgraded schools. Before I was kind of homeschooling and wandering around. Now I'm going to a full 5-day school, and that's been taking up a lot more of my time. So that's happened, and I just kind of moved away from podcasting. But I've decided to come back because I just kind of thought about it, and then I looked at my stats, and we've had a couple of reviews asking whether I'd just been gone forever, and I just kind of left you without any warning, so I've decided to come back. Well, that's enough about me. Let's talk about Minecraft. A lot's happened in Minecraft lately since I've been gone. We've had the release of 1.19, the announcement of Minecraft Legends, and a few things have happened to Minecraft Dungeons. It would take quite a while to go through it in Minecraft news. We're gonna have to do it. So, on with the Minecraft news. There has been a lot of news. So, let's start with 1.19. A lot's happened. So, first off, obviously, is the announcement and subsequent introduction of the Deep Dark. The Deep Dark has happened. So, we now have wardens, and I've personally looked at it, and it's utterly terrifying. Utterly terrifying. Wardens have such as a sonic attack and stuff, which means you can't do the standard block pillar for smaller mob bosses, such as, I don't know, iron golems. They just knock you straight off there, and it can even go through walls. On a lighter note, there has also been the addition of the Alley, which is something you can find in woodland mansions, and I believe rarely at pillager outposts, which is attracted to music boxes. Music blocks and will come to you, and you can train it, and if you give it an item, it will go out into the world and find similar items lying on the ground. And I do believe you can make it put it in a chest if you put a note block playing the note it likes next to a chest. So future item storing. There's also been the addition of frogs at last, and the mangrove biome, which is essentially mud. There's new mangrove trees, new mangrove roots. It's awesome. I've been checking out the generation recently. Oh, chests with boats with chests have also been introduced to the game. So you can row along whilst also having additional 24 slots of storage. Interesting. Back to the Deep Dark, there's been the addition of all the skulk sensors and those redstone sensitive, basically motion sensors and noise sensors, new security systems. There's also really good loot down in the Deep Dark if you can reach it. It's essentially the lowest of the low biomes. If you mine down, not straight down, you're a good Minecraft player, aren't you? You'll be able to find it pretty much everywhere, and if you can find one of the big ancient city open caverns, it's a real bonus, because while you have to be quiet to avoid summoning a warden, they are extremely powerful. If you're quiet enough, and with the new Swift Sneak enchantment, which allows you to sneak at the same speed as you walk, you should be able to loot the chests and get another new item called, I believe it's the Shard Compass or something like that, or the Void Shards, which you can use, or Amethyst Shards, sorry, or some kind of shard, which you can use to craft a special kind of compass, which points you back to the last place you died. Interesting. You can all it makes recovering your items so much easier, combined with lodestones, or if you're in the Nether, some kind of the respawn anchor, and they've added a load more quality of life stuff to help you along your way to recovering your items if you die and stuff. So that's the main news for Minecraft. Probably everything else is on Minecraft.net, which I'll just link the standard Minecraft.net in the description. You can go hunting for the article to add all the patch notes. They've made changes to commands. Whew, it was a big update, and I can't go into it in proper detail here, but I think I've covered most of the main stuff. On to talking about Minecraft Legends, the new game. Okay, next segment. We're now talking about Minecraft Legends, which is the recently announced new game for Minecraft. We know very little about it, but I've watched the trailer myself, and it looks more like some kind of, you know, those games where you get where you place loads of armies and you play against another player, and then like you have strategies and stuff. It looks like a slightly more turn-based or run around and recruit troops kind of game. I'm not entirely sure about it. I'll link the trailer in the description, so this segment's mostly going to be speculating. I've been looking at the trailer more closely, and it looks like you're going to be able to interact with skeletons and zombies and other mobs in a way you wouldn't be able to, a friendly way. So instead of them being the enemies by the looks of it, it looks like the piglins and more nether-based entities are going to be the enemies in this game, and you're going to be able to unite with the overworld. I saw skeletons in armor fighting alongside villagers, which looked pretty cool, or even like, I don't know, priest villagers. So it's going to be interesting, an interesting change to the lore of Minecraft and adding more background to it, like Minecraft Dungeons possibly adds background to the original Minecraft. I know it's not a particularly lore-based game, the original Minecraft, but it looks like these sequels and, I say sequels, Minecraft can't really have a sequel. The accompaniment games they're bringing out are kind of adding a bit more flavor to those who love lore. Like me, I really like the lore in Minecraft Dungeons, and I'm hoping if I end up getting it, Minecraft Legends is just as well made and just as high quality as Minecraft Dungeons, which is one of the funnest Minecraft games I have. Outside of normal Minecraft, obviously. There aren't that many anyway. So I'm going to link the trailer in the description, and you can go look for it yourself, but this is pretty much all of the information we have, so I can't really add more to you. On with more segment announcements. They're big, don't skip them. Okay, so I haven't really mentioned it this far into the episode. It's probably a failure, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm going to make some changes to the podcast segments. I've decided to cancel Minecraft Dictionary and most of the other ones. They just felt a bit childish. So I'm not sure where to go from here. Maybe just some more speculation. We've got some more Minecraft Dungeons news. I'm not sure. Maybe once this episode goes out, you guys can help me. Leave a comment, send me an email. The email will be at the end of the show. The email address will be at the end of the show. You guys can maybe just help me out and come up with some new segments, because I'm going to need them. Okay, like I mentioned in the previous segment, I'm scrapping most of the, like, I don't know, activities and stuff that we used to do on the show. So just to round it off and give us a bit more time on the show, I'm just going to quickly discuss what's been happening in the spin-off game, Minecraft Dungeons. So we've had an addition of a storage chest, which I'm not entirely sure the purpose of, I suppose, because you've got a maximum of 137 inventory slots in Minecraft Dungeons, which seems a lot to base Minecraft players, but you collect quite a lot of stuff in Minecraft Dungeons, trust me. So the storage chest, I guess, is a boon, because I believe it's infinite. You know, you can just add stuff and add stuff and add stuff and add stuff. But really, the biggest thing that's happened to Minecraft Dungeons since I've been gone is the addition of the tower. The tower is essentially a thing that resets every 2 weeks, and it's kind of like you have a separate tower, I believe it's called Avatar, which you select with, and you run through this tower, and there's, I think it's something like 30 or so floors, and as you beat floors and level up in the base game, you get rewards such as emeralds, cosmetics, etc., and you can only access it in single player, but it's got like this big impressive model in the lobby, like the base camp area, and it's really cool, but I need to be playing that game more, just because I love the aesthetic of it, and it's just such a good game. Anyway, that was the round off to the show. This episode may have seemed a bit clunky. I'm sorry about that. But let's just head to the end. So now, yet again, we reached the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening to me, and I'm finally back, so you'll be expecting me more in your podcast feeds. Maybe not on a regular schedule, but I'm gonna be there. So, thanks for listening. You can contact the show, email me at wackyzacky2@icloud.com. You can email me with questions, ideas for new segments, whatever you want if you just want to chat about Minecraft. Don't forget to do that, just send me an email. I might even read it out on the show if it's a good question. Ain't much else. I have a YouTube channel, but I'm thinking of redesigning it because I haven't really been publishing on that either. So you can look out for some changes there. Well, that's really it for the show. Thanks so much for listening. I've been Wacky Zacky 2. Don't forget, keep building.